paragraph tests. V'ze b'chinas emes ve'emuna v'ha'hefech mehem shov v'sheker. Based on what we're learning here, we'll be able to understand these two outstanding terms in Judaism, emes and emuna, truth and faith, of which the opposite of them is shov and sheker. Shov keneged emes. Shov is the opposite of emes. Shov corresponds to emes. Sheker corresponds to emuna, to faith. Vafilu dvar emes hayadua lakoil bichlal shov. Even something, even a truth that's obvious to everybody is considered shov. And as we learned earlier, you're not allowed to mention Hashem's name on that. You're not allowed to say, I swear by the name of Hashem that the sun rises in the morning and sets at night. Not allowed to say that. Ki ikur ho'emes kishemischaber be'emuna. Because the real meaningfulness of emes, of truth, is only when it's attached to emuna, when it's attached to faith. Bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, tzedek kadis chabris be'emes is savidas emuna. That tzedek, when you attach it to emes, it becomes emuna. So we see that one of the ingredients of emuna, you know, is that emes and emuna go together. Ki emes hu dovor haborur shehakol yoiden shehukach, because emes is something that's clear, that everyone knows that this is the case. Ve'emuna, whereas faith, hu b'mokoyim she'ein mevinim v'yoidem adovar bebiro b'daitoy. Faith applies to that which we don't understand completely in our minds. We don't have it perfectly clear in our minds. We can't rationalize it totally. Adarabah, just the opposite. Hasechel haposhut mechayiv lehepech. Simple logic, regular logic or rational thinking would dictate the opposite of faith. And yet, rak shema'aminim b'ho emes shukach. But despite that, we believe in the truth that this is the truth. For example, the concept of yesh me'ayin. The fact that we as Jews believe that Hashem created the world from nothing, from complete nothingness. Yesh means something, me'ayin from nothing. This is something that we can't understand. It doesn't make sense. We can't explain it logically. We can't rationalize it. And yet, we know it to be true. We accept it as a truth. And we believe it to be 100% true. V'zeh ikur shleimus ho'emes. And this is the real emes. Real emes is in that which, even though you don't see it, even though you don't understand it completely, you know it to be true. You believe that it's true. V'zeh ikur hagdolas shem Hashem. And this is how we really show the greatest respect to Hashem. Ki hadovar haposhut, because as we learned earlier, something that's obvious to everybody, something that everybody sees, the term emes doesn't really apply to that. That's not the real emes. The real emes is in that which you don't see, in that where you have to extract it from within sheker. Va'adayin tzrichin ledaber boze ulevayer hadover b'chazdei isborach. Rav Nosson Zal says we still need to elaborate on this and to explain this with Hashem's help, which he's going to do in the next pages, Mitzvashem. Paragraph Yud. V'zeh b'chinas mailas chidushei Torah. And this is also the incredible specialness of a person who zoche to bring forth a new revelation in Torah, to reveal something that wasn't known. V'zeh b'chinas chodi kutshebrichu b'pilpula. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, Hashem enjoys pilpul. Pilpul means when people delve into the study of Torah in trying to understand it well and trying to even derive chidushim, new concepts from the Torah. V'ze b'chinas mimerchak tovi lachmo. And this is what the pasuk says also in Mishlei, that she brings her bread from far away. This is the concept of bringing something that was originally far away, bringing it close. U'kemoi shom rabbi seinuzal, as the Gemara says about this, divrei toiro aniim b'mekoimon v'ashirim b'mokoim acher. That the words of Torah sometimes are very poor, are poor on in one place and rich in a different place. Meaning, I could be learning about a particular topic in a certain Gemara, in a certain place, and in that place, the Gemara only mentions two or three lines about it. It doesn't really elaborate, it doesn't really explain it. Whereas in a different place, in a different Gemara, they take this same topic and they give you 10 pages on it. They really expound on it and clarify it. So this is one of the reasons why in the study of Torah, a person has to keep moving. A person has to learn a lot, because sometimes the fact that you learn something in a particular place and it's not clear, it's not because the information doesn't exist. It does exist. It's just not here. Where you are right now, on the page you're on right now, it's brought very briefly. If you'll study a few pages further, you'll get to the next Gemara. Over there, you'll have this topic elaborated very broadly. And this is also what the Torah emphasizes, that our attitude towards Torah is that every single day it should be brand new to us. Shenemar b'chol ha-Torah, which is mentioned throughout the Torah, ve'etzel mitzvahs kriyashma b'yoser, and especially by the mitzvah of kriyashma, there it says, asher anochi metzavcho hayoim. It mentions that word hayoim even more than once, to emphasize that every single day you should look at Yiddishkeit as if this is my first day. V'ze b'chinas chadoshim labakorim rabo emunasecha. As the pasuk says, new in the morning, brand new in the morning, an increase in your faith. V'ze b'chinas malas habal tshuva shegodol mitzadikim gemurim. And this also explains why the Gemara says that the level of a bal tshuva, the nachas, the pleasure that Hashem gets from a bal tshuva, is greater even than what Hashem gets from a complete tzaddik. K'mo yishom rabbi seinuzal, as the Gemara says. Why? Because again, bal tshuva is new. It's somebody new. It's somebody who wasn't close till now and decided to change and make a new beginning in his life, a fresh start. V'zeh shetzoak Rabbi Yochanan al p'tiras reish lakish. And this is also what the Gemara tells us towards the end of Baba Metzia, daf pei gimel, pei dalid, where the Gemara speaks about Rabbi Yochanan and reish lakish. That Rabbi Yochanan was makariv him. Reish Lakish was originally a leader of a band of thieves. And Rabbi Yochanan was makariv him, and he taught him Torah and everything. And then at one point they got into an argument, and Rabbi Yochanan felt that Reish Lakish acted very disrespectfully, and he brought about his death. And then afterwards, Rabbi Yochanan was crying and mourning. He couldn't get over the passing away of Reish Lakish. He was destroyed, completely destroyed, because he had nobody with whom he could enjoy learning Torah with. So the Gemara says that the other students decided they're gonna pick who's the best student. They're gonna pick him and have him go to Rabbi Yochanan and try to revive Rabbi Yochanan, try to restore his happiness and his joy and everything. So they sent Rabbi Elozo ben Pedos, I believe it was. And Rabbi Elozo stood near Rabbi Yochanan, and every time Rabbi Yochanan would say something, Rabbi Elozo would say, I have proof to show that you're right. You know, and he would bring a proof from here. After he did this a few times, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Les at bar lakisha, you're not Reish Lakish, you're not helping me. Revusa lamemar siyata, that's a help to me, to tell me that you have a proof to show that I'm right. Afano yedana de shapkamina, I know that I'm right. I need Reish Lakish here, who challenged me. Every single word I said, he would challenge me from 100 different places, and I had to fight to prove that I was right. I had to stand up to his challenges, And that's how we brought all kinds of new revelations in Torah. That's how we clarified the topic in Torah to an incredible level of clarity. Mikol zeh, from all of these examples that we're giving, mevinim, we understand, she'ikr avoido ha'mitis, hu daiko kishemoitzim umevarim ho'emes, mimokoim shehoyo ne'elam venistam tchila. That the real serving Hashem, the real greatness is to be able to bring forth the truth from where the truth was originally hidden. Meaning, again, an example, to take a person who was not religious and make him religious, a person who didn't know about Hashem, the Torah and Hashem were hidden from him, and to reveal the Torah from him. Or this concept of a person, a Jew, operating in this world, in the physical world, which is loaded with all kinds of sheker, and from within the sheker, to be able to discover the emes, you know, and to be able to connect with the emes. Ubechazdei Hashem, Yizboer lekaman kol zeh. And with Hashem's kindness, we're going to explain this much more clearly soon. Paragraph Yud Aleph. Vezehu shenismach mitzvahs Shabbos lemitzvahs kibud avoim. Now we'll understand, before we showed the correlation between the commandment loisana brecha et sheker and Shabbos. That's when you take the first five commandments and you put them in one row, in one column, one through five, one on top and five on the bottom. Then you take the second five commandments and you list 6 through 10. And again, one is alongside 6, 2 is near 7, 3 is near 8, 4 is near 9, and 5 is near 10. That's one way that the Gemara shows comparisons and analogies between column A and column B. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, now we'll explain why commandment number 4, why commandment number 5 is right next to commandment number 6. The commandment to show respect for parents is right next to the commandment of keeping Shabbos. K'moshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says, as we find not only in the Ten Commandments, but we find it in other places, we find Ish Imoi V'Oviv Tiro, a Jew is required to respect their mother and father, Ve'es Shabsoisai Tishmoiru, and keep Shabbos. Ki Iker Mitzvahs Kibud Humachmas HaTachlis Shu Shabbos Kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, the main reason for respecting parents is not necessarily because they brought me into this physical world. Because this physical world, there's a lot of times that I feel I'd be better off not being here. So to say I should respect my parents and love my parents and help my parents because they brought me into this world, that's debatable. But we explained earlier, the real reason for respecting parents is because by bringing me into this world, it's only through this world that a person can get to the next world, to Shabbos, to the high, that super high level. V'al kein om rabbi seinu zal, and that's why the Gemara says, in fact, im omar lecho avicho chalel es ha-Shabbos, that if a father would tell a son to violate, to desecrate the Shabbos, al tishmaloi, do not listen to him. Ki kol ikar mitzvahs kibud, because the whole mitzvah, the commandment to respect parents is because they play a very important role in bringing me close to Hashem, in bringing me to Olam Haba. So if a parent tries to draw me away from Hashem, that's not where the respect comes in. They're defeating their purpose. They're not really accomplishing what they're there for. V'al kein be'emes. And this is why the Gemara and the Halacha tell us that between the two, if a Jew is put in a position where they have to choose between showing respect for a parent or respect for a rabbi, which one comes first? Which one is the priority? That the Gemara and Halacha say the person has to show the respect for the rabbi. The rabbi's needs come first. K'moshem Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara says, She'oviv hevioi lo'olam hazeh, v'rabbi mevioi lo'olam haba. Because your father brought you into this physical world, your rabbi brings you into the next world. Kigam kol mitzvahs kibud hu rak b'shvil atachlis kanal. Because the entire mitzvah of respect, respect for the father, respect for the rabbi, is to get to Olam Haba. The reason for the respect is because they bring me to my ultimate goal, which is Olam Haba. Rak machmas she'ief shelizkois la'tachlis kim al yidei sheboim lo'olam hazeh al yidei ovoim daika. But because of the fact that a Jew cannot get to Shabbos, to Olam Haba, without coming to this world first, through via my parents, via my father and mother, al kein tzrichen l'chabed oisum kanal. That's why they deserve respect. They deserve respect because they're playing a very important role in my future, in my real future, which is Olam Haba, Shabbos. Avol al kol ponim ho'ikaru hu atachlis. However, again, the important thing is the Shabbos. The important thing is that future, that eternal future, which al kein Shabbos uchvoid raboy shemaviyah l'olam haba bevadei koydim. And that's why if there's a conflict between the parent and Shabbos, or if there's a conflict between the rabbi and the parent, the one that's closer to the ultimate goal, that's the one that gets priority, obviously, which is the Shabbos, which is the rabbi.